ensures the corporate body complies with legislation, but unlike other jurisdictions, Queensland has a severe lack of regulation, with no minimum training, trust accounting, or licensing requirements. Chris Irons, who used to be the state body's corporate commissioner, warned, quote, a really significant role in society with significant control over funds and significant influence as well, has no regulation, no government influence, end quote. Mr. Irons and other advocates are calling for stricter regulations from the Queensland government. In local news, parts of Queensland were hit with flash flooding on Saturday morning after significant rain. SES crews were called to more than 80 jobs throughout Brisbane and the Gold Coast. Various homes were cut off in places such as South Mission Beach, where locals relied on boats and kayaks to get around. The Bureau has predicted that the wet weather should ease up over the next few days. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Penny Wong has responded to the International Criminal Court's issue of arrest warrants for top Israeli and Hamas officials. Ms. Wong has expressed respect for the ICC's decision to issue warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, former Defense Chief Yoav Gallant, and Hamas leader Abraham al-Misri. Ms. Wong has commented, quote, civilians must be protected, hostages must be released, rapid, safe, and unimpeded humanitarian relief must reach civilians, end quote. This response differs from that of the United States, who have issued statements communicating the Biden administration's fundamental rejection of the court's decision to issue arrest for the top Israeli officials. In national news, the federal government has unveiled the proposed under-16 social media ban, with hefty $50 million fines for big tech companies which don't comply. While the government has promised robust privacy projections, it remains unclear what data people will have to provide, which the government has handed over to big tech firms to determine themselves. The memorandum states, quote, the bill does not dictate how platforms must comply with the minimum age obligation. However, it is expected at a minimum the obligation will require platforms to implement some form of age assurance, end quote. The plan is not expected to be met with universal acceptance, but the government will continue to take preventative steps. In international news, the United States Air Force has confirmed that unidentified drones have been spotted over 3 air bases in Britain. The USAF has said it is known for it's unknown if the drones are hostile and refused to comment on whether any defense mechanisms were used. A spokesperson stated, quote, we continue to monitor our airspace and are working with host nation authorities and mission partners to ensure the safety of base personnel, facilities and assets, end quote. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all.